I wanted to get you in mid-drink. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Rude Boys Gamecast. He's Tom.
I'm Tom. <It's
Chris. laughs> There it is. I played that.
Oh, what a dick.
All right. So we got some topics we want to talk about.
But first, Chris, I have to ask you something that's going to change the landscape
of intro already, but continue.
Who's in your mouth?
Who's in my mouth? That's a very personal question. Nothing new, actually. Some old hat in my mouth. Got Miller's High Life, champagne of beers. The good stuff. Pick it up at your local 7-Eleven. $8 for a 12-pack. Can't go wrong.
In my mouth.
Damn it, no, I wouldn't need you to drink it. Damn it. I'm going back to that. All right, Tom, who's in your mouth?
In my mouth.
What you got swirling around in your mouth?
Southern Tier Brewing Co.
Pilsner. You know, you can bring the can to your face to read it better.
German-style lager. It's interesting.
All right.
It's different from what I've drank and who's been in my mouth before.
Now, a Pilsner.
Describe that. It's a light. It looks lighter than, you know, these other craft beers.
Okay.
It's not terrible. Great. I'll drink it again.
All right.
Sounds good.
So, what? 6 out of 10, we'll drink again?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah.
I'll drink anything again, usually.
Rude boys. So now you know who's been in our mouths. What you don't know is all the news that came out between now and last episode. This is a high-energy episode coming from me. I am beat.
You are destroyed, man.
It has been a long holiday weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, Rude Nation.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you're all safe and hope you keep listening to the podcast.
Please.
So we'll do some Blitzkrieg news, Tommy boy.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
So first up is that Deadpool trailer came up. That was...
It kind of came out of nowhere.
It really did. It was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, so if you guys haven't seen it, we'll post it to the Facebook or not, whatever. Yeah. And it's basically Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, as Bob Ross, doing like a Bob Ross skit.
Yeah.
And it's very funny. It has funny credits. And then right afterwards is some scenes from Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
Or is it even called Deadpool 2 anymore?
Right now, that's all I've got as it is. I haven't gotten to my sources yet if it's going to be a different name or anything.
So far, I think the rumor is that it's being listed as Untitled Deadpool Sequel.
Okay,
like, that's the sequel. That's the title that they're going with.
Right. Okay,
which
see...
Which is pretty meta, which goes with the character.
If they keep that, I'll be all right with it.
Yeah, totally. So. That's fun. That's fun.
That's... Yeah, it was...
That's fun. That's neat. That's
fun. God, you are killing me today.
All right. For him.
So, next up is... James Franco.
Tom's favorite.
Playing Multiple Man.
Also one of Tom's favorite.
So. In the Multiple Man solo movie, which is very odd to say since his powers is that he can make copies of himself.
Waka waka.
Dad jokes.
So, what does this mean, Tom?
It means that James Franco gets this one chance.
All right, so why Multiple Man, first off?
Who
could James Franco play?
It came out of nowhere, but apparently he's going to be heavily producing it, and he's...
What the fuck?
He's all about comic books.
Sure,
apparently.
He's also in talks of
possibly directing it as well.
All right, fine.
So... He gets this chance and his other movie that's coming out in December, Disaster Artist.
Which is Disaster Artist, yes. What will be a Rude Boys... We should come up with like a movie segment.
Sure.
Right.
All right.
Because I want to see that.
All right, cool.
Do you want to see that? It's got double the Francos, though, I know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, but it's also one of our top cult movies.
That is true, The Room. The Room is a fantastic film.
Yes.
It's fantastically bad.
It's fantastic.
I understand that.
I don't understand, it came out of left field. Like, there are hundreds of X-Men characters that they could have chosen.
Yeah, why
And they choose
man?
Multiple Man.
I don't know.
I mean, he is
I think James Franco just wants to play the same character, like, 60 times.
600 times.
600?
Because multiple man could...
It's not really how you say that number, but...
Okay. He could make copies of copies of copies.
Sure, so. Yeah. So, like, multiplicity.
Yeah.
So, all right, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So, this is, you know, I mean... He was already done.
Yeah, but...
Multiplicity.
Right, but I'm going to rein myself in, because I can go on and on about...
Oh, God, yeah.
About it, so...
Yeah, we could talk about how he was used as Apocalypse's henchman in the Age of Apocalypse storyline.
Yes. He was...
And that's pretty much it. He was last seen in the cinematic... franchises
in X-Men Last Stand. X-Men Last Stand, yeah, yep. Which was
played by the dude who was on Grey's Anatomy. I don't know the dude's name.
Okay, I didn't even know that dude had a career.
It was one of those things, like, my girlfriend had a career. Way to be a dick. I didn't even know that guy had a job.
Rude boys!
It was like one of those things, like, my girlfriend was watching Grey's Anatomy, and I'm like, why do I know this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh shit, he was in X-Men Last Stand. That was a cool scene. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that one thing where he was, spoiler alert for X-Men Last Stand.
Just like burn your copy now.
The government tries to sneak up on all the mutants and they think they have all hundreds of them, and it just turns out it's multiple man just 100 times, so.
Yeah.
That it was a neat use of his powers.
Yeah, it was, very cool. Like, I mean, there are so many other levels to his powers, but again, I'm not going to get into it because this is...
I was about to say, this is Blitzkrieg News, we're talking way too much about multiple
men. I understand, that's why I'm reining myself in.
Sorry.
So,
I apologize. Now,
we also have Matt Reeves looking for new Batman, because Ben Affleck keeps going back and forth, I don't know if I want to play Batman again, I don't, you know, oh, I do want to play Batman again, oh, I don't know if I want to play Batman again. It's like, dude, are you committed or are you not committed?
So who's Matt Reeves?
Matt Reeves, he directed John Wick.
Okay. Why does he have a say?
No, I'm sorry. Not Matt. He directed the Planet of the Apes movies.
Okay, so why does he have a say?
Because he's directing the new Batman movie.
Oh, okay. So, I thought Affleck was directing the Batman movie.
No, that was his first step where he was just like, I don't know if I want to be part of the franchise anymore, and blah, blah. And it's like, Affleck, commit or don't. Like, stop jerking us off.
You know, thinking about this, I heard that they might get your boy Gyllenhaal.
I know. There are several names floating around.
All right.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Which is that a good casting for in your mind?
No.
Okay.
Brett Dalton. He's Agent Ward in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right, yeah.
And one of the other guys that I saw popped up was...
Okay.
There was a whole list. I can't remember it off the top of my head. Right. Was Armie Hammer.
All right.
Which the funny thing was, DC was looking at him to play the Green Lantern.
Right, yeah.
But now he might be playing Batman. So, we'll see. We'll see in 2018 when Affleck is like, oh, I decide I'm going to stay as Batman.
Right. Why don't they just get the whole Jeffrey Dean Morgan and pull the trigger on, like, a Flashpoint Batman?
They could,
because... Because, like, you know, he's willing to do it, right?
Yeah.
Because he played Bruce... he played Thomas Wayne, right? In,
Batman vs. Superman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And one, the other chick from
Don't Care.
Walking Dead played Martha.
All right, what else we got? Which Martha? Doesn't matter. Continue. What else we got, Tommy?
The Rampage trailer showed up. I don't know. I didn't know this movie was happening.
Oh, well, yeah. It was one of those, like you want to talk about franchises and intellectual properties that just get bought up and then nothing happens with. You got to look at video games. Because people will just, like, you know, like Minecraft movie that could still be a thing, or, you know, you got all the Uwe Boll movies that, you know, just get bought up and make movies of.
He's rough.
Rampage, I think, is one of those things that's been kicking around for years and years and years, and it just got, a couple years ago, it was signed, so The Rock's going to be in it, the dude who directed San Andreas is directing it, and they released a trailer last week, and it looks exactly like how you would picture, like, I guess mix up Rock's movies, the new Jumanji and San Andreas, and you get Rampage.
Okay.
So it's monster animals destroying a town.
I'm down for it, because I love that game. That was a...
Did you see the trailer or no?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I'm down. It looks fun. It looks stupid.
Alright. You know, I'm not like, this looks bad. Like, it's like, oh wow, this looks dumb as hell.
You also gotta
a charm.
You also gotta look at the date that it comes out on.
Oh yeah. April 20th, so, yeah. You know.
Comes out on April 20th, same day as Super Troopers 2.
Oh, sure, yeah. Also Hitler's birthday, so...
Jesus!
Might not be the worst thing to happen on that day. Moving on. Blitzkrieg news.
Nintendo and Universal to make movies.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, Nintendo... Alright, I killed Tom. Not physically.
Holy shit.
Comedically.
Go.
So, a couple years ago, Nintendo signed a partnership with Universal to basically get Nintendo into, like, Universal theme parks, and, you know, tied to that was a movie deal. Recently, some news broke that there is, I guess, further along talks with these movies, specifically a Mario-based film done by, I think it's Illumination Corporation or something like that. It's basically the dudes that did Minions and Despicable Me and
okay.
Already. Like, I mean, those are kid movies. They are what they are. I don't think they're going to make a Minions Mario movie, but...
Don't put it past
them. No, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, everyone's freaking out because, you know, we just talked about Rampage trailer, so here's another video game movie or another video game related movie that's coming out, and, you know, people are up in arms because they want their medium to be represented the same way comic book fans wanted their movies to be represented, the same thing as DC fans want their movies to currently be represented, and it's just one of those things that's going to take time and care to get it done right. Like, to be honest, I think the last video game movie that is still held to some sort of standard to its subject matter is still the fucking original Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, people are still like, you know what, that was done well. That was a good... That didn't disrespect the video game franchise. It didn't disrespect the fans. And it was also, you know, a pretty enjoyable Hollywood film.
As long as John Leguizamo is Luigi again, I'm on board.
That, you know, I'm not going to lie, if this is done completely, you know, obviously Universal and Illumination Corporation is American, or Illumination, whatever the fuck they're called, American, they could probably get away with doing some of these jokes. Nintendo is very protective over their intellectual properties. I'm using that word again. It's a big word. A couple words.
College boy.
College boy. Their intellectual properties, hence why we haven't seen any doling out of their franchises to Hollywood since... that John Leguizamo / Bob Hoskins right. movie back in the 90s, which even when I was a child, I was like, that was a piece of crap. That did not fool me.
You could be a one-year-old and be like, wow, this is shit.
Yeah, it's a bad movie. It was not good. Hopefully this is good. This has gone very long, but yeah. What else we got, Tommy?
We got Stephen Amell, also known as Arrow.
Sure. Plays Arrow, not also known as...
Yeah, that's like, how I know him.
Like he's a vigilante known as Arrow. That's pretty much... plays Oliver Queen in Arrow.
That's... What'd you call him?
Oliver Queen?
Queen.
Oh.
All right. Anyway, moving on. He is showing up in Ring of Honor, which is...
He showed up in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I think actually last weekend he showed up.
Okay.
Now that
Ring of Honor, the independent American wrestling
which promotion. A lot of... Pretty much WWE's... fishing pond.
Sure.
Where yep. They're just grabbing everyone from there. And that's pretty cool. Like, he showed up with the Bullet Club. Right.
And there's history there because, you know, Cody Rhodes is their world champion.
Yes.
And, you know, he's a big comic book fan. So with his fame and celebrity status, you know, he reached out to Stephen Amell. They did, like, a SummerSlam match a couple years ago.
And Cody Rhodes.
Which was surprisingly good because, yeah. You know, Stephen Amell is in good shape. He's athletic. He's not a fucking, you know.
Schlup.
Exactly. And I'm sure he knows the product somewhat to do that. And then they do these other things, like they do charity events and stuff like yeah. that. Like, he seems like a cool guy.
And Cody Rhodes has been on Arrow.
Right, yes, so. Yes. That's also the other way that
yeah.
goes back.
So, I mean, that's pretty cool. Like, he apparently joined the Bullet Club. They, sure. They have a new shirt called the Vigilante Club, where right. it's like, you know.
They do variations
of the Green Arrow member. Mask. Yeah, yeah, which, yeah. I'll probably get it, because I'm a moron.
Gotcha.
And that, I mean, that's pretty cool. I'm going to have to search for that, and we will be posting that up on Facebook once I find it.
There you go.
And what else we got? We got Tori Black is back.
Tori Black, so that was a, how do we put this delicately? I know it's rude, boys. We should just be upfront and blunt, but, you know. First
adult.
Off, shout out to Janet. Yeah.
Adult entertainer.
Adult. Female performer.
Yes.
Yes. She's been retired. She was away from the game. She's one of the banger's best. And she's back, baby. Hasn't missed a beat.
Yeah.
From what I read. What else we got?
We got new Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite characters.
Okay, so we just saw this. That was awesome. Our ongoing gripes with Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Oh, those models.
I think since the pilot. Yeah, the character models. It's so crummy. They are releasing three new characters, all from Marvel. You got Winter Soldier.
Yes.
You got Black Widow.
Yes.
And you got Venom, which is always cool because when you get into video game rights with these movies and who has the merchandising rights, it gets so choppy. And it's cool that they're... Because coming up to release for Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, we were under the impression that it was just going to be like strict Marvel vs. Capcom... Marvel Cinematic characters. Hence why you had Gamora and Rocket and Thor and Captain America and Iron Man. Basically, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's cool to see that there is some little bit of branching out with Venom. So hopefully, who knows? Maybe they'll bring the X-Men in. Apparently, no one remembers who the X-Men are.
God, what else we got, that Tom? Hurts me.
Well, how do you feel about that, Tom? So this doesn't change your...
One,
you're not going to pick this game up.
No, I'm going to wait for, like, the gold Ultimate Edition.
Sure.
I mean, honestly...
You're not going to get Capcom'd.
No. If they turn around and they're like, hey, Wolverine's showing up, I'll probably go get Capcom'd.
Okay.
Because I'm an asshole.
Fantastic Wolverine.
Fantastic Wolverine. I mean, there are three X-Men characters I would love to see in there, but...
Who is that?
Definitely, you need Wolverine.
Are they new characters? Would these be new or returning characters?
Well, one, Wolverine.
Right.
I would love to see Magic, who is Colossus's younger sister. And Shadowcat. I would love to see Shadowcat. All right. I think those would be really cool.
I like that. That could be an interesting thing if we talk about maybe some characters we want to see that have never been brought.
Sure.
Because out of the ones that we just mentioned, Winter Soldier, Black Widow, and Venom... Excuse me. Venom's the only returning character. Yeah. Black Widow and Winter Soldier are brand new. They look very similar to, like, Chris and...
Jill
or Cammy or whatever. Like very similar play styles. It looks like I've never played them. I don't plan on to. But it's always cool to see brand new characters come
Venom
out.
Venom looks sick, though.
Venom looks pretty cool. Venom looks almost like straight out of Marvel vs. Capcom 2, obviously, with, you know, high-res and high-definition graphics.
But if you screw up Venom, you're an idiot.
Yeah, no, totally.
He's not. You don't have to give him a big head, like a little head and big shoulders. But anyway,
let me think real fast because you just said some Marvel characters you want to see. Man, with risk of making this go long. Yeah, I got nobody.
All right, cool. That'll be for another episode. All right,
cool. Moving on.
This is Speedball. Street Fighter Transformers?
Yes. All right, this is something I didn't show you because I want you to, like, get your head around this. So I think Hasbro or Mattel, whoever owns the rights to Transformers, I think it's Hasbro.
Yes.
Or Takara or whatever. Whoever owns the rights to Transformers out in Japan made a deal with Capcom to make some Transformers in specific molds to then transform into Street Fighters. So it's got four. You've got Ryu, Ken.
Of course.
You got M. Bison, of course. Also known as Vega, over in Japan, and Chun-Li.
Okay.
All right. Ryu and M. Bison, I'm going to use his English slave name, are triple changers.
And
in Transformers parlance, that means that they have two different vehicle modes. So they can transform into a robot, transform into a plane, and then also transform into a car.
Okay.
All right. Their models are based off of Megatron and Optimus Prime.
All right.
And then Ken is based off of Hot Rod, and Chun-Li is based off RC.
Obviously.
All right? The only female fucking Transformer that's worth noting.
Still no Jazz Love.
They're also, I forget the name of those Transformer subsect, but the ones that the heads can transform, are they Pretenders or something like that?
Yeah, that sounds familiar,
They're all Pretenders, too. So the head of the robot can... disconnect off the robot and then transform into a little man.
I cannot wait to see what these nightmares look like.
We'll put up a picture.
All right,
on the Twitter.
Have nightmares.
I mean, they look retarded, but all it is they just took the robot mode and colored it like how they would look in the game. That's it.
Okay.
They don't look like mongoloids.
Sorry if that if the word mongoloid offends anyone. No, we're not.
We're rude boys.
Yeah, we don't care.
Shout out to Janet.
The next thing and last thing is Sony is starting to pump out all these comic book Spider-Man type characters.
Yeah, they really want... They got,
you know, the Venom movie coming out.
Sure, and, which we're still very hesitant on.
Yeah, but I mean, Tom Hardy, who's, you know...
Yeah,
he's a fantastic, Sony. Beautiful man.
Fantastic Venom.
Fantastic Venom. But this is an odd one. Morbius, they're going to be doing.
Woof.
Now,
what
right,
a pull, Sony. What a pull.
Morbius in the... Yeah, I mean, God forbid, you know, no Craven, whatever. So, fuck you.
That could be a soapbox.
Yeah, there we go. So, Morbius, for anyone who doesn't know, in the comics, he's known as the Living Vampire.
Obvious. I am the Living Vampire.
He, you know, was your traditional...
Is he here right now? Did you hear that? That was him.
I'm scared.
I'm Morbius, the Living Vampire. Let me suck your plasma out through my... hand holes.
So
it's not a real thing.
We're getting
get out of here, Morbius.
We're getting to all the right. We're getting to
I'm
the suckers.
Leaving now.
So Morbius in the comics was,
what a dick. Sorry, continue.
Was known as I said, the Living Vampire. And he was traditional vampire biting into people's necks, draining
sure,
them.
Yes.
But it was only bad guys he would do that to.
He is a C-list.
C-list?
At
D.
most.
D-list? D-list. I'm saying a D-list.
I'm just talking about Spider-Man ancillary characters.
Yeah, D-list.
C-list.
D-list?
D-list? Really? D-list. Who is C-list then?
That's going to be a whole nother show. We'll come up with a list.
That may be the topic tonight, but continue.
Okay. So, but then in the Spider-Man cartoon, he had these little hand suckers.
Right, because there's standards and practices.
Right.
You couldn't have a deer just bite people.
So, it'll be interesting to see which way they're going.
It's
going to
be straight up vampire.
I hope so.
Yeah. If it's a thing. Because it sounds retarded.
It do, yeah, here's my hand, suckers.
No, just in general. Like again,
yeah, no,
of all characters to base off of. Like, I mean, to be completely fair, this may also then show a little of the hand as far as who owns what kind of characters. Like, if
sure.
they're going to Morbius... Well, I mean, they also have a Black Cat / Silver Sable movie that they're trying to work on. They got the Venom movie. They wanted to do a Sinister Six movie once the Amazing Spider-Man franchise got off the ground, and it didn't.
I rewatched Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
I think Sinister Six is going to happen because at the... Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, it's been out for almost a year. No.
It's a great movie. A
few months.
Top 5 MCU for me. Not for you?
No.
Top 6?
10.
Oh, okay.
Sounds
a little vague.
So, shut up. So, what they,
Yeah?
When...
Scorpion's in it.
Yeah, Scorpion's in it.
And Matt Gargan, the original Scorpion.
And he goes, oh, well, I have friends on the outside that want to take Spider-Man out. So
sure.
I think that's going to lead into a Sinister Six movie.
I hope
movie.
So, because that's always... The classic Sinister Six is always good.
Sure.
Is this our last Blitzkrieg news
Yeah,
topic?
That's it.
All right, you know what? Let's talk about a little bit about this. I would love to see... I know you're big on Kraven. I really want to see the Hobgoblin. Because I've always liked the Hobgoblin over the Green Goblin, because the Green Goblin... What?
They had the Hobgoblin in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Let me get to that. The whole thing with the Green Goblin is definitely, like, Spider-Man's arch-nemesis.
Sure.
One of, I would say, three.
Sure.
Between Venom and Dr. Octopus. Right? What do you think? At this point, I don't want to level
him. I'd say Green Goblin, Venom, Kraven.
Oh, God. Yeah, this Kraven boner.
Dude, Kraven buried his ass alive.
That is
so
true.
You know what? Kraven's Last Hunt.
But, dude, you didn't even read Kraven's Last Hunt, you fucking poser. Kraven was a fucking jabroni until Kraven's Last Hunt. When he pulled a gun on him, Spider-Man was like, what the fuck? Because he's used to him being like a fucking Batman 66 villain.
Right.
Being a dude dressed up in a leotard, alright? But don't get me wrong, that was a hell of a Kraven storyline.
Sure.
And I understand, I respect Kraven, but Eddie Brock and Venom from the jump
sure.
hated Spider-Man Peter
yeah,
Parker.
Yeah, right. No, I'm saying he's
abducted
in my
his
top
wife.
Three.
Yeah.
He's
oh,
in my
wait.
Top three.
Who is not in your top three? Dr. Octopus?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
He's just creepy.
He's trying to marry Aunt May. He's one of the only people who knew his identity.
Okay. Speaking
Took
of,
over his body.
Speaking of that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right.
They were also going to do an
when
Aunt
they,
May movie.
When
I
they,
remember that now.
Well, if it's Marissa Tomei. And
no, this was before.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Marissa Tomei and Tori Black.
Well. I don't know. We'll get so, the we'll get the bangers on there. Call up Amy Pascal.
There you go. So they Spider-Man and Dr. Octopus had their final showdown, and Dr. Octopus winds up putting his conscience into Spider-Man.
Sure.
And
they swap consciousness.
Yeah. But Spider-Man, Peter Parker was still in the body.
Yeah.
So, but he's getting all the memories of what Dr. Octopus and Aunt May did together.
No.
He was like, oh God, no. Oh God, no.
You made that up.
All right, we will get my personal source.
Your personal source?
Yes.
All right.
So, all right.
Either way, Green Goblin is a better villain than Hobgoblin, right?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've always liked Hobgoblin. It helped that he was introduced first in the animated series, and sure. It was voiced by Mark Hamill, who's fucking excellent. I just feel like there's more chaos with Hobgoblin. Like, Hobgoblin definitely isn't as smart as a Green Goblin, and definitely not as...
Calculating.
Perfect. Thank you. He's just insane. So, when they introduced...
I can see that.
The Peter Parker's friend in Spider-Man Homecoming, and he was Ned Leeds, who is... he was one of the early Hobgoblins. I don't know if he was the original. Hobgoblin's origin in the comics is very murky. Like, someone bought the Hobgoblin name to give to somebody, and it was this other guy. Like, it's absolutely nuts. That's why there have been so many origin stories based off the Hobgoblin. But anyway, Ned Leeds was a name that was a Hobgoblin at one point. I think that would be cool.
Okay.
Like, that would definitely give you more of a... Like, oh man, Ned Leeds, he went nuts or whatever.
Homeboy's
like,
got to do a few sit-ups if he wants to fit.
No,
in
you know what? I kind of like him as a, you know, not trying to fat shame, but as a bigger dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't normally see that because he's not fit. He's not, you know, like, he can be like a little. I mean, that's, you know, goblin-esque, you know what I mean? Like,
okay,
give him a mask, some hood, you know. I think he could pull it off. That'd be pretty cool. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Okay.
Like, people freak out that, like, you know, Zendaya was a. MJ, but not necessarily Mary Jane, because, oh, that's not my Mary Jane. I'm okay with it. I hope you're okay with it, too, Rude Nation. You're beautiful bastards, you. But seeing, like, a heavy-set villain, I'm cool with that. Like, especially if he's a bad guy. Like, you know, I mean, sure, people are going to be like, why is the fat kid the bad guy? Like, why isn't he the
hero?
Because
we get picked on.
Sure, but you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't mind that.
Okay.
Cool.
That should be interesting. We'll see what happens.
What other Spider-Man characters can they pull out? They're doing Black Cat and Silver Sable, which are really it. I mean, okay, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not up on the newer Spider-Man family, like Silk and...
Silk is...
That Spider-Girl, the Ariana,
yeah.
the Spanish one.
Right.
Raven Miles Morales, I know a little bit about.
I would like to see Miles Morales. I mean,
sure.
We saw his uncle in Homecoming.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Did you? You fuck. And honestly, they could go weird and do the whole Madame Web shit.
They could.
They could go real weird.
I mean, I love the Clone Saga, but I would not put that up on
stop.
The thing. I would like
stop.
Jackal is a good villain.
You just made my balls go to my stomach by saying the Clone Saga. I hate the Clone Saga.
I think the Jackal is a pretty cool villain, especially his newer iteration, where
sure.
It looks more like a, instead of like a wacky, hairy man, he looks like Anubis.
Right, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Allegedly putting Carnage in the Venom movie.
Another one of my favorite story arcs is...
Maximum Carnage.
Which,
if you're putting Carnage in there, you gotta make that movie rated R.
Oh, absolutely.
Right off the bat.
Absolutely. Is there still news that Venom's gonna be rated R?
Well, I mean...
As far as we know.
There's really no news. I mean, the only news you get is, like, you know, Tom Hardy's, like, posting pictures behind the scenes.
Right,
that's about it.
So it's like, hey, I'm still employed.
Right,
like,
right. Here I am,
this
guys.
This thing's still working, guys. We still have this Twitter account.
Yeah. I mean, right. I still mumble when I act, but I'm a good actor.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, the mumbling. He seems fine in the three things I've seen him in.
Sure.
All right. So who else?
I think
Kraven would work really well. Kraven's
absolutely.
A very, like, if you want to...
And you don't even gotta make him, like, a full-blown, like, you know, man of the jungle.
No.
Like, you can make him a businessman who likes and does, who likes to hunt.
Right, yeah. You know, I like that. And maybe he goes a little too far, right. And, you know, he takes it out. Almost like vigilante-style justice, and he gets, right. You know, he gets the attention of Spider-Man. I say you throw Chameleon in that, too, because, sure. I mean, you really can't do a Chameleon movie without Kraven. You can do a Kraven movie without Chameleon, absolutely.
Absolutely, but, yeah.
You know, have maybe him be, like, the younger bitch brother slash servant, which is kind of what he was growing up.
That's what he...
But, like, you know, that could make you... know, that could almost humanize Kraven a little bit. But, yeah, that's an easy lack of CGI villain.
Absolutely. Marlowe would be a good character. Marlowe, he would... when J. Michael Straczynski was writing Amazing Spider-Man, he introduced this character. And pretty much what he does, he feeds off of the life energy of people with spider-power. I'm sorry. I pronounced wrong.
People don't like that guy.
Exactly. But
he is, and I don't mean like in the sense that he's a bad guy. They don't like him. They don't like him because he's just like, he's a vampire, basically. And he's very, like, I'm immortal. I show up whenever I want.
I think that, I turn around doing the Spider-Verse would be fantastic.
That would be difficult. Going back to Carnage, I think you got a lot of the players already up for Maximum Carnage.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
If ABC will allow Cloak and Dagger to show up in the movies, that would be cool.
No, yeah, absolutely. Because you got Iron, you got your boy Iron Fist, you got Deathlok, you got Cap, you got Venom.
Hopefully, presumably. We have Cap after Infinity War.
Well, true, yeah. But I mean, you have an actor who could play Cap.
Right.
You have, like you said, Cloak and Dagger. You already got potentially Carnage.
Who would you like to see casted as Carnage?
I don't know. You know, they were talking about the dude who's playing... I forget the guy's name. He's on Shameless. He was playing... He's not the Joker in Gotham. The redhead kid.
Okay. Oh, Dominic...
Yeah, don't even try.
Whatever.
I don't know. Yeah. You could say any name in the world, and I'll be like, you're totally...
I was also,
you know that kid,
I
right?
was also hearing the kid from Where the Millers. Is that the same kid?
No, that's not the same
kid. Yeah, I was hearing that kid as well.
I don't know. Like, I've seen... He had a couple story arcs in Shameless. That actor... I completely forget whose name is. That actor
not Joker.
Had a couple... Not Joker. Had a couple story arcs in Shameless. And
okay.
He looked... he was unhinged. So it was like, wow, that was really good.
Okay.
And then I saw a little bit of that he did in Gotham. And I'm like, wow, he could really pull that off. So that would be fine.
Were you able to stay awake from what you saw with Gotham?
I saw a clip on YouTube, so no.
So you fell asleep. Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Gotham sucks.
I thought you got back into that. No?
I did, and then I watched the first season, and then I was just like, fuck you. I just turned it off. I couldn't fucking deal with it.
Right.
I hated that. Hated it.
Do you want to see newer iterations of the movie villains that Spider-Man has already fought? Or do you want to just start from scratch?
I liked Alfred Molina as Doc Ock.
He did a good job. I have some gripes with those three movies. Well, those two movies.
I have gripes with
Spider-Man 3.
All those movies.
I feel like they were still trying to find themselves in comic book movie fandom. And they just tried to be good movies.
Sure.
With comic book connections.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as Iron Man came out, I felt like it was just like, all right, this is the type of comic book movie that I like.
Yeah.
And Marvel Studios has gone forward with that. Because they're not going for the best. They're not going for Oscars. They're not going for awards. They're just going for fun.
The fans,
exactly. So that's why I think I liked Homecoming the most out of all the Spider-Man movies before that. Don't get me wrong. Like, they're good movies. I feel the same way about the Dark Knight trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're good movies, but, like, would I be like... Excuse me. It was like, boy, that was the best Batman story I've ever seen. Like, no, not really.
No, it wasn't.
Well, all right. That's another thing for Tom.
It's a whole nother soapbox.
So, you would want to see, besides possible... I mean, they're not going to bring Alfred Molina back, obviously.
No.
But would you want to see them on the screen, or you think it's too soon?
See, I really liked William Dafoe.
he was good.
I
thought, you know what? The way they did Iron Fist, the Meachums...
Okay.
I thought that would be a good Norman Harry
connection,
but they just did it and they blew their load on that garbage show for trash babies.
Yeah, yeah. Bunch of trash pandas.
You really don't got that many. Honestly, I thought the dude, Thomas Hayden Church, Yeah. He was casted well. I liked him as Sandman.
Sure.
But
I hate that character, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I for some reason I like Sandman. I don't know why. Like, it's just something about him. I don't know why. I just like that. But yeah, no, you would probably want to start from scratch. So I mean, which does limit who you can bring in.
Now, Spider-Man has such a
Name three more characters, villains, real fast. Go.
Shit.
Right?
I'm on the spot.
Okay. I mean, we already mentioned Hobgoblin, we mentioned Kraven, Chameleon.
Negative Man?
Okay.
So who's going to be in the new game.
That's true, yeah. Mr. Negative.
Mr. Negative, right. Yeah. I believe he's had dealings... Yeah, wow, huh.
I mean, don't get us wrong, there are. But there are. They really went to the more notable names first.
Yeah, I mean, I really did like...
Green Goblin, Dr. Octopus, Sandman, Venom.
I liked how they used the Vulture. Lizard. Because Vulture was not...
Electro.
Vulture did not get a lot of love. Like, yeah, I know he was one of the original Sinister Rhino. Six. Don't get me started on Rhino.
Right.
Rhino sucked.
I completely forgot the Shocker was in Homecoming.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, he was. Two versions of him.
Yes.
Apparently.
Not apparently, there were.
Yes.
All right.
Which I didn't know that there were. Two. Were there multiple Shockers, or I was it only one character?
Yeah, no, I believe there were at least three.
Hmm.
I think.
Interesting.
It was off the top of my head, off the top of my dome.
There were three Shockers?
Three Shockers.
Okay, cool.
Two of them were in the pink, I believe.
Okay. And one was in the sewer, the stink?
Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, the pink berry. They went to go get frozen yogurt.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant.
All right, cool. All
right, so that was our impromptu Spider-Man conversation. Let's just,
What have you been up to today, brother?
No, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
You talk it.
All right, okay. Dang, yell that over here.
I got segues in my mind.
You have what?
Segues.
Segues, okay. Yeah. I just finished Netflix Punisher, which was...
How was that?
I really dug it. I dug it because it really shows, like, you know, a soldier's PTSD, which is very topical, which is, sure. You know, something that, you know, is a major concern in the world.
Okay.
And you're cutting up the studio. That's cool.
Sorry, continue. Don't mind me. You have my undivided attention.
As I said to you the other day where I was like, oh, yeah, they really changed up. You know, Frank Castle's origin.
Sure.
Watching it, I'm like, eh, no, they really didn't. But they did change up Jigsaw.
They just modernized it, right?
They changed up Jigsaw's origin more so than
in
they
Saw
changed.
Saw movies?
Huh? No, Jigsaw. He was a mafioso, you know, like, little douchebag, squirrely guy.
All right.
And he gets thrown into, like, you know, he gets his face cut up in one movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, see, I didn't see any of the...
Oh, you didn't see any of the movies?
Punisher film.
Yeah, one movie he got, like, thrown into a glass recycling thing and his whole body got cut up.
Jesus.
So, that was pretty good. For me, I think it would have to go Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Punisher, Luke Cage, Defenders, and then the trash baby, Iron Fist. So...
Good to know.
Yeah.
I will, you should I will hopefully get to it before the end of the year. Because we got big... Best of episodes planned.
Yeah, I hope you do.
Yeah.
I really hope you do because I enjoyed it and I'm holding so much back right now.
Okay. Yeah. No. And I like I've enjoyed
the Netflix shows.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Like I commute a lot. I've been able to digest certain Netflix shows because on the app you're able to download them, right? Mm-hmm. So it's incredibly helpful. Because I don't have to bite through my data or try to find Wi-Fi or anything like that.
Can you download Punisher?
I can't.
That sucks.
None of the Marvel things I can download.
Dicks.
So it's got to be something contractual or whatever. But, I mean, it just downloads to, like, the Netflix app. It's not like you're downloading it to your phone.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I can... Oh, I'm going to rip it and
yeah, well,
download it off that.
I'm sure pretty soon we'll see all that Disney crap, all the Marvel stuff get taken off.
Sure, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know about the shows. The shows right. The shows may stay.
Yeah, because I'm sure Netflix got a partnership with that. So
yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Right. The only other thing I've really been up to was made some headway in Metroid.
Right. Okay.
Which I know you were. You know.
Yeah, I was also playing around with.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But, you know, I'm in the fourth area, okay. So we'll. Hopefully, I can bang that out. Faster than
right, so
I normally am.
Get to something else. So, what else you been up to?
I watched my annual Thanksgiving movie, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
which is about a killer turkey from the first Thanksgiving, and he's just loudmouth and rude. He's our kind of turkey.
Okay.
And, like, he ends up killing this one girl, and but before he does, he bangs her and goes, "You just got stuffed."
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He pops through someone's chest. He pops through someone's chest and goes, "Gobble, gobble, motherfucker."
Oh, my God.
It's pretty fantastically bad.
I feel like I've never heard about this.
Oh, man. It's so good that it's bad. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. And that's all I've really been up to.
All right. Well, I've been up to some video games. I've been up to some Mario. Well, Mario Odyssey. Okay. I don't remember if it was last episode that I said I finished it, but I finished it. Okay.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I keep playing more Moons. That game is just so...
That's awesome that you're going back to it, though.
I know. Well, I mean, it's not really back. It's just I've never left, which is surprising because I usually do drop games as soon as I finish them, as soon as I see the credits. But there's a lot of post-game content. Don't look at my shelf.
You usually drop games when you pay for them.
I can't drop what I don't pick up. How's that?
But you do pick them up.
When from I the store. Literal Tom. But I'm having a really good time. I've been posting some fun pictures and stuff on my Facebook and my Twitter, which is cool. It's got a really fun photo mode.
What's your Twitter?
We're going to get to that.
Okay. Right. I was.
Well, if you want to jump the gun.
I was going to try to help out our listeners.
My Twitter is TEH_SAGRMS. And I believe the Rude Boys Twitter account retweets all those related tweets. So the Rude Boys can be found at RudeBoys469.
There you go.
So cool. There's that. And I also finished up Metroid. I think I finished up the next day when I finished up Mario.
Well, good for you.
Well, no, and we're going to wait till you get further or when you drop the game to talk about it, because I finished it. I'm playing right now the Fusion mode, which is the hardest difficulty, because, I mean, really, once you figure out the where you're going and stuff, you're pretty good.
Right, right.
So I'm going to try to pace myself a little bit better on this playthrough, so, you know, we'll get...
You'll let me, don't worry.
Well, I'll wait. You give me a stopping point, and I'll meet you there. Sure. You know what I mean?
Sure.
All right. You want to talk about it right now? A little bit?
Yeah. Metroids are a pain in the ass to kill.
Yeah, right. You're in what, Area 4?
I just got to Area 4.
Oh, boy.
All right. Which I'm really dreading that horrible, 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 horrible chase scene.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. It's notorious.
I don't want to do that.
That, like, I was on the train playing that, and I wanted to rip my hair out.
And I remember when you were, like, you know, the part that I said I was having difficulty with was, like, one of the bigger Metroids.
Right.
Where I was just like, how do you beat them?
Right.
And you're like, well, you need the super missiles. I've been beating them with my regular missiles.
Well, you don't need the super missiles. Super missiles help. The super missiles are, like, 3 to 5 times the strength of a regular missile. So it helps, but they're slower, too. So, you know, you can only pop off so many.
Right, right, yeah.
They help, and... But that's about it. I mean,
I usually just freeze the base and then I shoot the shit out of them.
Yeah, which is pretty much accurate. And you got to do your little parry maneuver, which always helps you get some more missiles in.
They don't really give me the option to parry that way.
You got to wait for the big ones. It's not all the time.
Yeah, no, I usually just shoot them, like let them drop once
out of every 10 attack sequences.
I don't
have
time for that mess.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah, you don't.
I got other
things. It's only going to get worse, Tom. I'll tell you that much.
I got other things to get onto.
Sure, so you better keep pushing on it and fighting some Metroids.
Unlike you, I can multitask.
I'm not gonna do that. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Stop looking at my shelf.
You've heard of Elf on a Shelf?
Jerk.
This is Chris's No Play on a Shelf.
Yeah. We're going to have to get maybe in a whole episode on itself.
Yeah.
Pile o' shame.
Pile o' shame.
But, that was as far as the Rude Boys Game Club is concerned. We want to get through Metroid, or some people want to get through Metroid at least once.
Suck it.
We can move on to our next game, even though we paused Fire Emblem. Whoops.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're that far. I think we've got one more chapter to go through Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We do.
Well, anyway, on the docket...
We'll get to
on
it.
On the docket is going to be South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Which I apparently jumped the gun on that one.
He did, which was fine. And I asked him, I'm like, well, you know, I'll catch up, but how long had you played? He's like, oh, 30 minutes. I'm like, all right, well, don't play that anymore.
Yeah, I got yelled at. I got scolded.
You got like scolded. You didn't get yelled at. You got chewed out.
Scolded like a child.
But, you know, once we start playing that, if anyone wants to, you know, if they pick that up and then they wanted to play it along with us, we'll let you know what's going on with that.
That would be great if the Rude Nation, you know, would want to play with us.
Right. Given some people's glacial game.
Actually, fuckboy.
Yeah.
I believe I banged out Stick of Truth fairly fast.
After I beat it, though.
Hey. It was like
awful at pacing ourselves.
It was like a day after
you. We're awful at pacing ourselves because I beat Arkham Knight months before you beat it.
Okay, look, I get very busy.
Sure. Okay.
I get very very busy. What do you want?
So far, you know, Fire Emblem was all over the place.
We were not that far apart in Fire Emblem.
No, we weren't that far apart, but I was better along than you were.
Hey,
like I had more party members.
I beat Fire Emblem Awakening 2 years before you did.
Because I didn't touch it until 2 years after.
That's not my problem, that's yours.
Oh, all right.
Game shaming.
I was on this earth longer, so...
Game shaming. So that's what I've been up to, you've been up to.
I think that's pretty good. And we gave a nice...
We apologize.
Where we're at for the game club.
Yeah, we apologize for the sloth episode.
Sloth? Oh, the lack of energy? I picked it back up.
Yeah.
No, really?
You do better.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
Yeah, you've been...
I've been flipping this knife open the whole time. Seriously? I'm just threatening the shit out of you.
Yeah. So, what... We got a nice little special topic. Video game based and related movies?
We're gonna save that. We're not
okay.
Talk about that. This is gone pretty long.
That's gonna be a nice little edit.
No, this is a nice little spoiler for next time or something like that.
Previously on Rude Boy Gamecast.
Actually, next episode, we're probably going to be talking about some Star Wars hype because we got Last Jedi coming out soon. The rest of 2017 will probably be dedicated to what we got hyped coming up for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been calculating and putting together a nice little list of things that we're excited for.
Sure.
And we'd like some input from the Rude Nation once we get a little closer to the episode, once we get a little closer to recording. We'll ask you guys what you're hyped for, and, you know, we'll say it on the podcast, you know, we'll talk about it, and everything like that. 2018, when that starts up, we're going to have our nice little best of 27 episodes, so we can get you guys involved into that. I keep swinging this knife around. You seem very scared.
I'm waiting for it to fly and hit me somehow, because you've done it before.
Yeah, that's true. And
I'm not going to hit you. Yeah, okay.
So that's pretty much it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Tom, that's all you got.
It's been a fantastic episode.
Fantastic episode. It's on Twitter, at Tehsherms, TEH_SHERMS. Tom?
I am on Twitter at Tommy_Cash.
Yep. Cool. We're the Rude Boys, where you can be reached on Twitter at RudeBoys469. We have a Facebook group, which I believe is facebook.com/RudeBoys469. Or, if that doesn't work, you have fb.me/RudeBoys469. We're actually going to verify that the Facebook account right now. Or not, you're just going to shut off your phone. We got a... Actually, don't. Forget it. We got a YouTube account.
Just get yelled at.
Which can be reached at bit.ly/RudeBoysRudeTube. One word. And we're on Podbean, the hosting network that we're on right now. That's the basement's making these weird noises. RudeBoys.podbean.com. Email us at RudeBoys6969@gmail.com. That's pretty much it. That's all we got on the social network. Maybe we'll do a Snapchat. Maybe we'll do an Instagram. That's a lot of effort.
Yeah, he's working on zero energy right now.
So, a lot of bark. No bite.
Yeah, very, very little bite. You should see a shelf.
Stop looking at the shelf. That's a whole other episode.
Rude Nation, stay beautiful. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Later, everybody.
This has been a Wall Street Bangers production.
Yeah.